Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to a demo.
Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, your host, Teresa Murphy. And today's topic is, what is going on in our society? How are you a part of the solution? Are you a part of the problem? Some tips that we can take to kind of make things go a lot smoother when it comes to the justice system. And what are your thoughts and opinions on everything that we have going on? So firstly, I would like to start with, I want to give my condolences to all of the families that have lost someone within the last week. That just does not include the victims that have statistically been in a police situation where they've actually died, but also the victims of the families or the police officers. And what I want to talk about, guys, is all officers are not bad officers. So what has basically happened at this point, we have categorized all police officers to be the same. It is not fair. We have a movement, Black Lives Matter movement, because we don't want to be treated any differently from how everyone else is treated. So it's not fair to categorize every police officer as being the same. So with that being said, there are some great officers out here, and they get up daily to work for their community and to protect the citizens here in their community. So I want to talk a little bit about a few things. Firstly, we have had killings going on from officers and people that they pulled over for quite some time. It's getting a little more to me. I would say it's getting a little more visual is the word I would use, because now people are recording things. And we live in a world now with technology. You can't miss anything if people want to record. So, but guys, our anger can't result to other lives being taken. And I know that we're angry. And, you know, it's funny because someone said to me, well, Teresa, I was waiting on your response on social media. Well, guys, let me tell you something. I had to ponder. I had to digest, progress, however you want to look at it. But I had to do all those things because I'm taking back the words. I mean, I can't believe some of the things that are going on right now. But finally, I'm going to express myself. Well, guys, remember this. It's an opinion. Everybody has an opinion, whether right, wrong, or indifferent. Everybody has an opinion. You can't get mad with someone else's opinion because you don't agree with it. So this is my take on it. First thing I would like to say, and this is not justifying no one's action. I'm sure I might get backlash, but I want to clear that up. It's not justifying no one's action. But guys, let me give you some tips. If you are pulled over by an officer, okay, immediately opposed to going to 100 because you're pissed off, you don't know why they pulled you over, you want them to immediately give you an explanation, bring it down to about 2 and ask the officer, how can you assist them? Guys, they're waiting. They're waiting for us to get pissed off and belligerent and give up so we can give them a motive so they can try to justify why they did what they did. So a few tips. If you get pulled over, ask the officer nicely. If your registration is in your glove compartment, if your driver's license is in your purse, if it's in your pocket, you say, officer, my driver's license is in my purse, my pocket, whatever, I need to get it from there. And wait for the officer to tell you what to do. I know some of you feel like, no, I'm not going to do that because I feel like they're picking on me. But you, too, might be the hashtag for the next day. So what harm would it be to ask the officer or tell the officer what you need to do to get them what they need? Secondly, there's no need to yell, scream, tell the, you know, why you pulled me over, you want an explanation immediately. Let me say this. There are some good officers that they don't have the bad intent when they come and pull you over to give you a hard time. Then there are some officers that are waiting for you to give them a motive, to give them a reason to be able to snatch you out the car, look through your car, handcuff you, put the stun gun on you, pull the gun out on you. There are different types of officers, but they all are not the same. I personally know police officers myself, some really good cops, so that's how I know they're not all the same. So I'm speaking from experience of those that I know. So, guys, come on. You gotta do a little better, too. Those that are out there protesting and walking in the movement, hey, we appreciate you because you're doing what you need to do. Let me say this. Those guys, gals or guys that are protesting on social media, guys, it's just social media. I mean, Black Lives Matter, it's on social media, but let's be real with one another. I mean, every time something has happened to an African-American citizen, I mean, it's popular on social media for what, a week or two? If you really want your voice to be heard, get on your community. Find out who you need to get in contact with. Send out your emails. I don't care if it's your mayor, whomever it is that you need, whatever those city officials that you might not get, you may need to get in contact with, and stop using the excuse, nobody cares. It's not going to matter. It doesn't make a difference. Because if you strongly feel like that, guys, then we don't need to be out here killing officers. We don't have to accept our reality. And our reality is, from my perspective, there is still racism going on in the world. Not just on our streets and our communities. There's racism going on in the workplace. There's racism going on in the commercial places when you stop at stores and so on and so forth. And personally, I think racism is nothing we are going to be able to change, period. They have disrespected President Barack Obama since he has been in office. So I don't think it's going to change. I think that we are looking for more of a resolution of why. Why do you think it's okay to keep killing the African-Americans, and when you pull over the Caucasian, they get a total different experience? Hey, guys, I'm with you. But let me tell you something, too. To get a total different experience, too, don't be hostile, because that might be your last moment to be able to be hostile. You have no control. These officers, they have shot African-Americans. They went on administrative paid leave, and they've come back to work. But because you were hostile, a lot of your family members are no longer here. So I just wanted to make sure I gave out those tips. I have young adult children that drive. I tell them the same thing. If the officer pulls you over, just cooperate. Because, again, some of them are looking for a motive, and some of them really just pulled you over because whatever it was that you did not do, did not abide by the law. Keep your registration, your tags, your tail lights, your headlights. Keep all that stuff, guys, up to date and on point. Some of this stuff we can try to at least alleviate. Now, can we alleviate negative officers just out with a negative motive? No. But we can alleviate some of the attitude process. Those officers that died in Dallas, that was upset. That was just as senseless as all those other individuals, your Trayvon Martin, your Eric Garners, Phil Catantro, I apologize if I'm saying that incorrectly, the Alton Sherpton, all those folks, guys, your Sean Bells, I mean, all these folks, guys, died senselessly from being shot from officers. And it's so unfortunate, but if you want to be a part of the movement continuously 2 weeks after everything dies down from the media, continuously be a part of the movement, continuously making sure your voice is heard, reach out to those city officials that you need to reach out to make sure they get that we want justice. I just wanted to share that with you guys because at the end of the day, us killing people are just basically justifying what they already think of African Americans. Guys, let's just use our minds in this situation and not allow our emotions to take control. Because a lot of people right now, their emotions are taking control. I want to commend Diamond Reynolds. She was the girlfriend of the individual that got, she did the Facebook Live of the individual that got killed in the car where the officer shot him, and the officer continually to point the gun at the victim. Guys, but did you see how calm she remained? And did you see how she still addressed the officer as sir? Let's just be mindful of cooperation, because sometimes they're pulling us over again looking for a reason and looking for a motive. Pull your pants up. You know, we get mad, we get upset, but pull your pants up. Don't walk the street with the red cup. Don't go in convenience stores trying to rob them and cursing them out. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you that Caucasians don't do it, but we're already, for some reason, we have already built a reputation of doing it. And you get so upset when you get treated differently. It's not everybody. It's not fair. It's not every African-American. So just the same way it's not every African-American, it's not every police officer. But let's be fair in what we're doing, and we want to see justice. Let's continue to work together in our communities, in our societies, to be able to try to obtain justice. Would justice ever be obtained where there will be no racism in America? I don't believe it. And, again, that is Teresa Murphy's opinion. So that was just a few things I want to talk about today, because it has been heavy on my heart. It has hurt me dearly to have to turn on the news and see all these killings and these shootings and all this stuff on social media, all the posts. But, guys, don't be a part of the movement this week because it's fresh and it's new and immediate. Continuously be a part of the movement. And don't assume that it's not going to make a difference. Every voice makes a difference. And, again, I want to thank all of you all for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio's evening edition. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy, and I wish you have a great week on purpose.